The Massachusetts Senate passed legislation last week to help curb sexual violence on college campuses. WAMC spoke with State Senator Adam Hines, a Pittsfield Democrat, who says the bill will help encourage the reporting of sexual violence and connect victims with counseling, medical, and academic advising services.
It's incredibly bad. The Association of American Universities did a study in 2015 that showed that 23% of female undergraduate students who responded experienced non-consensual sexual contact by physical force and threats to that effect. But even with that, there was a large number of folks who did not report them. And so we have a feeling that it's even higher than that. So just imagine that. 1 out of 5 students, women, who are graduating this year will be experiencing non-consensual sexual contact when they go to college. That's just unacceptable.
So how does this bill better allow for students and staff to get the attention that they need?
Well, there's a number of different things. One is simply making sure there's mandatory annual sexual violence prevention and awareness programming. All students will be notified of campus policies via email and other means. There's a deliberate effort to make sure that college campuses are connected with local sexual assault crisis centers and that there's open and clear lines of communication. All staff responsible will be responsible for participating in similar trainings, and just a range of things to try to decrease the barriers that currently discourage students from reporting sexual violence.
So this bill, which was sponsored by Senator Michael Moore of Millbury, a Democrat who serves as the Senate chair of the Joint Committee on Higher Education, this bill, the long and short of what it's trying to do is get that overwhelmingly large percent, 72 to 95% of victims of sexual violence who do not report out there. How can schools be better prepared alongside this bill to encourage this type of outreach?
Well, you're putting your finger on a big problem, is who's reporting and why are folks not reporting? And so one of the elements is to require that schools designate a confidential resource advisor so that there's any concerns that by taking actions to report will somehow expose the individuals involved and the victims in particular. There's a need to chip away at that, and essentially the culture of fear that is around this. I want to note that this is also taking place at a time when at the federal level, the U.S. Department of Education has revoked the Obama administration's 2011 guidance on college sexual assault. And so this is also an effort to say, wait a second, we need to make sure that we're doubling down on our approach here at the state level, given a backtrack at the federal level.
That's Massachusetts State Senator Adam Hines, a Pittsfield Democrat. The bill is being considered in the House.